Priya, maybe 101. That what this is, this bhakti yoga path, and the yoga path, of course, in general, is about experiencing, uppleva, whatever that word is in English. Not just of believing or doing this or that, but the purpose of the doings is to make us experience a higher reality, ourselves on a higher, more real level, and the presence of God, presence of Radha Krishna, presence of the Divine, the source of all of us. And when we do, we're happy. We understand everything we need to understand. Once a friend of mine, Kadamamoni Prabhuji, in the studio there at the Temple of New Radhakund, south of Stockholm, made an album called Going with the Flow. And I find that name interesting, an interesting choice back then. Because, yeah, that's what I did once I had come in contact with the source. God. Who then, through this inner voice, told me that from now on you don't have anything to fear, I'm always with you. Turned out to be true, of course, still with me. And just as I then went with the flow, followed the flow, trusting that I will be led by my guide, my inner guide, God, my heart, just as we see we are being led a little here and there, if we care to listen, and if we don't fight it and insist on our own other plans. Now if we follow that flow, the right one, the one that we stay in, can stay in, by just being God conscious, Krishna conscious. Here am I, here are you. Now please, please, guide me. Please help me so I can't forget, I won't forget you for a moment. And I will always seek that guidance. I would say this is the most important thing probably on this bhakti path. Krishna consciousness, Saranagati, taking shelter of God within in that way, surrendering, here am I, at your lotus feet, now do with me as you wish. And then things start to happen. We get that guidance, and we can do these things. Maybe even things we never thought we could do. But these things that we deep inside always felt that yes, this is what I shall do in this life. Hare Krishna.